is episode 6 of Two Beans in a Pod. If you haven't guessed by now, it's because we're two beans and this is a podcast. On this episode today, given that it's the holiday, so first of all, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hopefully it went well, ate a lot, and not a lot of awkward family conversations. given that Thanksgiving just passed, I think that's one thing that we do want to talk about is just gratitude in general. How gratitude is definitely an important aspect of an artist's career and incorporating that in everything that you do. And just how much value that adds to your own growth as a musician or as an artist, and how that in turn kind of keeps the drive going in the career, and kind of, how can I say that, emulating that for others to follow as well. I don't know if you want to expand on that, on like your opinion of gratitude in the artist realm.
Well, I think that not too many, that it's easy to, not, how can I put this? I think it's just easy to forget. It's just easy to forget like how far you've come or like the things that you've done.
Yeah.
And that like there's some things that like some of us have done that like not everyone is going to be able to say, you know, that they did. And it's really easy to forget about that when like something, when something doesn't go your way, when, you know, you're just something, you got rejected from a project or just something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like you quote unquote failed or whatever that
means. So basically just be grateful where you are in the process, I guess. Is that where you're getting at? Yeah.
No, I was going more towards the realm of like, it's because I had a thought, but then I lost it.
Take your time.
Okay, thank you. No, be thankful for where you are, but like, just because, I got it. Just because something bad happens, or like, something that doesn't go your way necessarily, doesn't mean that you have to stop being thankful for like the rest of the things that happen. Or like now you have to say like, oh, like fuck this career, like fuck this, fuck that, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Because like just because one bad experience out of however many good ones, you know, you win and you lose.
Yeah, you win and you lose them. It's part of the process. It's part of the game, I guess.
Well, yeah, because you're consistently taking risks.
Yeah.
So you're gonna lose one eventually.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't ride the high.
Yeah,
all
you
time.
Can't win them all. Like, yeah. It's just. It's
part of the game, and that's how you learn too, you know. It's like, I think one of the biggest things that like Tony Robbins said is like take the worst thing that's ever happened to you and ask, okay, what is it, take the worst thing that's ever happened to you and how can you reframe that so it could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. So like if you had a loss in like your career, you know, it sounds very cheesy and it sounds very cliche, but like kind of be thankful for it and reframe it in a way to know what did it teach you, what did you learn from it, and how can you make that, I don't know, like be thankful for it, you know, because it is teaching you something. Like each,
how can you make that move you forward instead of backwards?
Yeah, so like one, you don't make the same mistake again, and two, you just like, yeah, it just pushes you forward and be grateful for that lesson that you got from it.
I also think that being thankful and having gratitude keeps you grounded and it keeps your humility.
Yeah,
It keeps you humble and it keeps your ego in check, I think, because it happens so much that like, you know, the bigger people start getting, the more the ego comes into play.
Yeah.
Like, do you know who I am? Like, you work for me, not the other way around, and you should be thankful to work for me and this and that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of unfortunate when those scenarios start to unveil in people.
Yeah.
And like
that's kind of annoying too, because like,
yeah,
in a sense, like, we all have a role. Like, you can't do these things alone. You know, you need a team.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. Like, think of the biggest artists out there. Like, I don't know why Luis Miguel is coming to my thought. Like, he's a badass. He can sing for days. He can sing for his ass off. But, like, he'd still be Luis Miguel. But, like, in order for him to put on the shows that he puts on, he needs all the people that works in that stadium. Like, he needs all his fans. He needs all the musicians. Like, he can't do all that alone, you know? So, I mean, I've never met the guy, but from what I've heard, he's actually a pretty grateful dude for all the people that helps him put on the show, you know? So it's like, that's kind of where that gratitude comes in. It's like, be thankful for the people who are there helping you achieve what you want to achieve. Be grateful for those people who are there helping you in your projects and helping you move forward. Just be grateful. I mean, be grateful in general, too, that you have the balls to pursue this career. Like, you know, because not a lot of people do it. And, like, honestly, gratitude is just, it's literally, like, a fuel in this game. Like, it literally...
Even if you're not in the game...
Yeah, like, just in general, like, whatever you do, like, gratitude just helps so much because it literally changes your perspective on a lot of things. Like, you can literally be having the shittiest day, and if you're grateful for, like, even the slightest thing that went well that day, like, your day is completely reframed to something that went bad to something good. So it's really important to hone in on that. And, I mean, it's not easy. I think gratitude is a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's definitely not something that you're, oh, I am grateful.
You know? Dude, we're fucking fighting over a fucking... 30-inch screen TVs, like,
yeah.
People aren't like, we're not.
Or that Popeye chicken sandwich.
Yeah, we're
Did
not.
Did anybody eat that? Because I don't know what the big hype about that was. Like,
yeah,
I don't get it.
But like, we're not. We're obviously like not in a culture that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's be grateful. Like,
I think we are, to a certain extent. I think like humans by nature are grateful, but for some reason over time we've just.
Well, yeah. Well,
been accustomed to not.
Like, now the way that society works, it's like, it's like very interesting that to me that like Instagram took off likes, because
yeah.
I do agree that it does help, but like
yeah.
It's crazy that it had to get to that extent.
Yeah.
And like now people are like losing their self-worth, mm-hmm. and they're like all like, you know, like
yeah.
just down on themselves because. You know, because damn, those Darren got a million likes and I only got 20, you
yeah.
know. It's like, you know, it's like we've been conditioned now in a
yeah.
culture where, like, being thankful is,
yeah.
isn't the move necessarily,
yeah.
you know.
When in reality, like, if you only got 20 likes, be thankful for those 20 likes. Like, it sounds so cliche, but
yeah.
it's so true. Like,
yeah.
those people could have, like, not looked at your page and just, like, scrolled through, but they gave you a like. They, like... They value whatever content you put out, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like,
not to mention the fact that you have access to
yeah.
Instagram, you know?
Yeah.
You probably, if that's you, you probably have a smartphone, yeah. you probably have a laptop or something that you view your page on, and it's just like, we still don't realize how many people don't even have access to that kind of
yeah,
stuff in third world countries or
yeah, yeah.
in other parts of the world that people
yeah.
aren't.
Like, people say this all the time. We live in a time where, like, whatever you do, whatever your passion is, whatever is your craft, in the palm of your hands, you can literally show that to the world, what you can bring, what you can do. Like, that was never possible before, and that is still not possible in a lot of places of the world.
Yeah.
Like, within 30 seconds, even less, if you have... good Wi-Fi, which we don't.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
You can literally...
That shit loads in like
yeah.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Like you're already there.
You probably less than
and,
that.
And then then now you have the thing where you can promote it.
You can promote it. You can pay a couple of dollars. You can pay $1 just like in whatever area you are. Like if you live in Arizona, if you live in Texas, if you live in Nevada. Like, you can pay $1 for more people to see your post, and they're, like, people see what you bring. Like, what? That's, like, the
yeah,
cheapest marketing that you could ever do.
It's
mm-hmm.
crazy, like, just the fact that we have access to that, and it's just, you
yeah.
know, something that was, like, unheard of,
Yeah.
Not so long ago.
And we all have a craft. We all have something that we can share with the world. So it's just finding it, honing in on it, and not being afraid to express it out there. You know?
And it's almost like really unfortunate, I think, when people choose not to be grateful. And like, when I see that shit, like, people fighting over Popeye's chicken sandwich, or, like, fucking fighting over a 30-inch plasma screen TV, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with those people? Like, you have, like, so much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's such
like, you don't need the TV. You really don't. Like, if you really need a TV for whatever reason, let's say you want to watch the news, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it may be, you don't need that big of a TV.
Yeah, like you don't like, need another fast food sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like really crazy to me because I always think that there's a lot to be grateful for.
Oh yeah, everybody,
no matter what,
regardless of your circumstances, there is something to be grateful for. One, you're alive.
That's already
straight up, like, you know. Gary, I remember I saw a video of Gary Vee where he was like, why aren't you grateful? Like you're alive. Your parents could have had sex 10 minutes later than they did, and you wouldn't exist. Like, it's so true. Like, there are so many factors that come into the fact of your existence that any slight thing that could have changed before means that you would not be here today. So it's like, damn, like, hone in on that and be like, so what am I here for? You know, like, figure that out.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, so many people are born with really unfortunate illnesses. Some people are born blind.
Yeah, yeah. And even then, those people are like, my life is great.
Yeah.
You know, like,
that's what's crazy. So many people don't, you know, about my uncle and stuff, and like, he used to go into the program where there was other people who had illnesses like him. People were so happy. They were never like complaining or, you know, like, just something. It was just like, trying to be grateful just for living another day.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I was telling you, you know, how when I called Aldo for the boots, the wrong part of the boots.
A little plain in there.
And then the lady was like super apologetic to me about the mistake that happened.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, I'm so sorry, whatever. And I was like, okay, like, what? Like, and then she kept on like, oh, I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, stop apologizing for this. And I'm like,
it's not a big deal.
It's like, it's not a big deal. Like, I can go.
Like, there's a solution, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I can go to the store and get the color that I want. Like, I have a car. Like, you know, like, it's.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because I'm sure there's people that maybe they did do it too, and they're calling and they're like, let me speak to the manager, like, I need to get this resolved now, and it's just like...
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast earlier today, actually, where they interviewed Tom Bilyeu. I don't know if you know who he is.
No.
He hosts Impact Theory, and he was the co-founder of Quest Nutrition. I don't know if you've ever seen the Quest Bar. And he was, like, saying, like, so he was describing a situation where, like, you go into a restaurant and you ask for a medium well burger or whatever, and they cook it wrong. Like, say they cook it a little extra, and he's like, well, they cooked it a little extra. There's these, like, chars on the burger that has carcinogens in it, blah, 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 whatever. There's two ways you can go for it. One, you can get mad and be like, you can in your head say, like, I have the right to be mad because there's carcinogens now because it's burned. Like, this is not how I eat my food. Like, all I ask is, like, come on, like, you guys do this for a living, like, you can cook the food, I'm here at the Four Seasons or whatever, like, you should be able to cook this right, like, this is unacceptable. That's one way. So your brain automatically starts saying, like, oh, something's going wrong here, so, like, it's associating that situation with a negative experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus you can take it the other way and be grateful for what just happened. Like, yeah, your burger's charred, but hey, like, you still have a burger. You live in a period in time where people can bring food to you. Like, you didn't have to go and kill that cow and make a burger for yourself. They're catering to your every need. Like, if you need a fork, they'll bring you a fork. If you need more water, they'll bring you more
water. Probably even bring you another burger.
They'll probably even bring you another burger if you ask nicely, like, honestly.
Yeah.
Or, but if you don't really want to, like, be a burden. Like, you can just eat the burger and, like, you know, it's still a good burger. You're at the Four Seasons, and at the end of the day, like, go up to the waiter and be like, hey, thank you. Like, I just realized that this is a great time that we're, like, it sounds really cliche. Like, it's very extreme. Like, I just realized that we're living in a great time where I can have food and the service was great. You guys provide cater to my every need. The burger might have been a little burnt, but it was still good, blah, blah, blah. And then your brain rewires, like, oh, this was actually a pretty cool experience. Like, now it's that frame of gratitude is kind of it releasing some sort of, like, neurological reframe that makes you see things in a different light and kind of paints the picture brighter in whatever situation you are. You know, so there's always two ways to look at something. And honestly, a frame of gratitude helps so much in many different ways. I don't know if you can, like, think of, like, any personal experiences where, like, that kind of, like, a frame of gratitude in a certain situation kind of helped you out.
I think, well, fuck, a lot of cases.
Yeah.
But I think the most recent one I could think of actually was when we were living in another place.
Yeah.
And it was like a
yeah,
little...
Yeah, I was actually thinking of that too.
Like a little ass room.
Yeah.
Like a little ass room, and like when it was getting hot here in LA,
yeah.
Like now I don't know what the fuck happened, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah. Welcome to Los Angeles.
And but when it was like super hot and like it was just like hard to work in there or do anything because there
yeah.
was like no AC in there and there was all our shit was in there.
Yeah.
I feel like
it was a small room.
Yeah.
It was really small.
And like getting home tired after fucking gigs and then you
there's
know
no parking.
There's no parking and
yeah.
then like fucking just well I mean like I was sleeping on the futon and
yeah.
stuff, and it was just like, I guess to some people that sounds like, you know, what a misery or like what,
yeah,
or like I'd never do that, like
yeah.
and it's just like, damn, that's crazy, like why not, like that's crazy.
How would you reframe that into like gratitude, like what were you thankful about that situation?
Because I was living in LA already, and like it
was,
I was saving money so I
yeah.
can, you know, have,
so we could get this.
Yeah, so we could get a place. You know,
yeah.
it wasn't permanent.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, like
you just said something really good. It wasn't
permanent.
Permanent. It
yeah.
wasn't permanent.
It wasn't permanent.
It
that,
wasn't
I,
permanent.
Actually, you know, that's interesting that I said that because
yeah.
I think that's actually what's giving me gratitude when I haven't
yeah.
reached my goals or haven't done anything. That I'm just like, it's not permanent, you know? And like, and
nothing in this life.
Yeah, nothing is, you know, like even our own selves, like we're just gonna,
yeah.
you know, we're all.
That's very deep, that's very true, but you're right.
Like, yeah, like
nothing is permanent, you know?
We're only temporary, and like.
Like whatever the situation is, even if it's negative in your mind, if you're reframing it as negative, or if, whatever the case may be, if you're having a tough time, it's not permanent. Like, there's always a way out. Think of every single time that you've been through, like, any hard situation you've been in life, like, you've gotten out of it, you know? Like,
yeah,
today was probably a chill day, you know? Like, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh, cool, you guys are back on ranting about some shit.
Yeah.
Just listening, you know, and it's like, think back in the time where, like, things were not going so good. It's not the same anymore, you know? Like, it's a cycle, you know? You just got to learn how to take those times and get the lesson from them and apply them and mold them into something better, you know? That, like, that room that we were in, you know, like, it wasn't the best place to be at, you know? Just because it was tight, like, it wasn't in the best area either. There's
the ants in the
fucking...
We had a lot of roommates. A lot of roommates.
Yeah.
The fucking
they were
ants
tiny, like, this
bathroom.
Big, yeah.
Fucking shit, you know?
No, like... But be it as it may, like, even if that was a tiny ass room, if it wasn't in the best area, like, the people in there, in that house, welcomed us. Like, shout out to Gustavo, because at the time, I was in a studio on my own when I had an office job. I left the office job, and then I needed to figure out a cheaper place to live. Gustavo was, he reached up to me and he's like, hey bro, like there's an extra room in my place, you wanna jump in? I was like, yeah. So they welcomed me, like, nothing, you know, just super chill. Same thing when Anka came, you know, like, as long as we paid our dues, which we did, there was no issue. And we're super, you know, there again, like, gratitude, like, we're thankful that we had that opportunity, because honestly, if that didn't work out, who knows where we would have been. Like, LA is unforgiving. Like,
yeah,
it's unforgiving. So
people live in their cars around here. Yeah. People be living on the streets and shit, you know?
So, be it as it may, it wasn't probably the best situation we could have been in. But it's what we had at that time.
Yeah. We weren't on the street.
It could have been a lot worse. And, you know, like, think probably, honestly, because of that, we're here, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because we saved a lot of money. Because
we saved a lot of money. We didn't have to move into somewhere where it was, like, you know, like,
we had the time. Everybody in that house gave us the time to kind of move out at our own pace. You know?
Yeah, and to live in a decent area around here.
Yeah.
Like, some people, like, have to end up living in bad areas because
it's the cheapest that they can.
Because it's the cheapest thing, and it's not. And here, like, you know, bad areas.
Yeah.
It's like hard. Like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna get out of your car at night and then worry about getting fucking mugged or something, like, and that stuff does happen, you know.
Yeah.
We're in a big city, you know, people are struggling, people are in survival mode, people are not thankful.
Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah,
so they're, you know, doing whatever it takes, you know,
That's crazy. I never really thought of it that way, but I feel like a lot of violence does result from that fact of not being
thankful.
Like, if you really, like, think about it and dig really, really deep, it's people who really hate their lives and they really don't. I don't really know. I just never really, like, made that connection, but it makes sense.
It's just like
they have it out for the world because the world is against them, and in reality, like, it's not, you know. It's just that it's that picture that you're painting yourself, and you're creating that own reality in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it is the way it is. But, like, there's a lot to be grateful for, you know.
Yeah, like, just, you know, another book that's good for that, it's called The Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl. And, like, he talks about, like, how that guy survived the Holocaust, you know? Like, he was in a camp for, like, I don't know how long, I can't remember, but, you know, some of the shit he described in the book is just, like,
A Man's Search for what?
For Meaning.
For Meaning? The Man's Search for Meaning? I don't remember.
But some of the stuff that he describes that he witnessed day in and day out, what the fuck? Like, that's, like, having to work 10 hours in the snow with no fucking, you know,
like,
no jacket or anything, and, like, you know, eating fucking rice, being in a fucking cage, like, oh my god, like, what the fuck, you know, like,
and yet he saw so many
people die, like, you know, and he's, like, writing from a point of gratitude and how, like, when he wasn't there anymore, it was just like, whoa, you know, like, people have it really good out here. And and sometimes I think why it's hard to be grateful is because, I don't know why humans are like this, but sometimes we always, like, leave things until we have to do them. Like, so you're not thankful.
Yeah.
Until something really, really bad happens to you, and then you
That's
get out of the
situation.
That's
a perfect example, you know, like, don't wait till, I'm not going to say that because that would be really horrible, but don't wait till, like, a real fucking tragedy happens to you to the fact where, like, oh, now I'm grateful because I see how good,
like,
I had.
Like, you didn't have,
like,
to live through the Holocaust
you
to be
really,
grateful.
You really have, like, I don't know everybody's personal life, but there's definitely something to be thankful for, you know, like, that, you know, one, you're alive, you're breathing. That in itself, like, as cliche as it sounds, it's super fucking amazing. And, like, you don't really need to wait for a tragedy to happen to be grateful. Like, there's something to be grateful for every single day. Like, the people that are around you, the work that you have. If you even have work, like, that's something to be grateful for, you know?
You even have a way to make money and stuff.
Even if you don't like it, like, be thankful that you have a job that's putting money in your wallet. Because a lot of people don't have jobs, you know? Like,
a lot of people struggle to get jobs, and or they're not that qualified, yeah, or they don't have that many skills.
Here's the catch though. Don't just be like, oh, I'm grateful for my shitty job, I'm gonna stay here. Like, no, it's shitty. Like, yeah, be grateful that you have a job, even though it's shitty, it's putting money in your wallet, but work harder to find, oh, wow, you know, to get to somewhere where you want to be, you know?
Like,
but, yeah, again, the room is the perfect example. Like, we were just, oh, I'm grateful for this room, like, sweating my asses off.
Yeah,
like,
that's just
the chill here. Yeah. Like, no, like, we needed to move and find something better. Like,
and the real thing with us is that we always knew, right, that, like, we had to find something better, but it wasn't like, oh, we have to find something better because, like, we were like, fuck the situation, like, fuck this, like, all the time. Yeah. Like, it was just chill. It was just day in, day out, whatever.
We just wanted to get to that next level.
Yeah, but it wasn't, we weren't there like, oh my God, fuck this, like, this is a shitty situation, like, and like, it was hard to not feel like that, especially when, for me, it was when I would get home from, like, a long day of work, and there was, like, no parking.
Yeah.
And just circling around, you know, like, hoping to find some fucking parking and stuff, and... You know, that shit's, at the moment, it's, you know, it's one of those things that becomes annoying because you're tired and, you know, like, with our job.
If you have parking, be grateful.
Yeah.
Because that shit is fucking hard to find in LA. That's, like, one of the biggest things to be grateful for. I'm super grateful about this place.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking parking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It feels great to just get home from work and just
park in your little spot. Boom.
And then I'm
not gonna lie, dude. Sometimes I like park in there and I just sit in my car for a little bit. Because I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah,
I'm
a little funny, I do too sometimes. Yeah.
Like, god dang. But see, like, it's just all these, now that we're talking about it, I'm just like, the littlest things that you can be grateful for. We have fucking chairs. We didn't have
we didn't
have chairs. Now we have fucking chairs. Shout out to Angel Cosette that sold us the table and chairs. Mm. So it's like, oh man, like, oh, there's just so much to be grateful for. Like, seriously. It's like an endless list, honestly. If you like, really sit down and, like...
You know what's funny too? Like, a lot of the people who are like, we read the books about and stuff, like, a lot of the successful business owners, and not all of them, but some of them...
The majority of them...
Yeah. They're like super thankful.
Oh yeah.
And they talk about when they were living in their car, when they were living in their office on their couch, and they were like, man, I'm like so thankful for that. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, like Tyler talks about when they would first start and they would go like city to city doing seminars in Starbucks, and they wouldn't know if they had enough money to get to the next city.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
Now
but, he's talking about that.
Yeah.
And he's not like, man, my life was just shit.
Yeah, no.
Like, they were like, damn, that was badass. We were staying at fucking Motel 6. Like,
seriously. Like, that just reminded me of Steve Aoki. Like, everybody knows who he is. Like, super top DJ, right? I remember I saw, he had an interview and they were asking, I can't remember what the question was, but he was basically saying, like, no, be thankful for every step of the process. Like, when he first started, he said, like, one of my first shows, there was only two people there. And we were rocking. He was like, it was a party, just us three. When I was done with my set, I would go down and I would talk to them. And I was super thankful for those two people. Same thing, like, you know, like, just be thankful for the people that are there. Like, because honestly, they have the choice to be there or to not be there.
I think if you're not grateful, you start to attract, like, just, like, more negative energy and more, like, you start, like, going down this downward spiral when you're not thankful.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot... Being not thankful causes so many things. I think it could lead to depression.
Yeah.
It could lead to, you know, unfortunately, sometimes suicide or some, you know, starting to get some disorder. But always, like... And it's funny because, like, I feel like for me, like, I haven't always been thankful.
Yeah.
Like, for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I think we've all been there. Like,
yeah.
Honestly.
With music, like, I remember one of my teachers, he would be like, because when I went into music school, like, well, you know, I was like a late bloomer with all these kids, you know, who went to art school and, like, were like playing since they were like fucking five.
Yeah.
And I just started playing when I was 15, you know, guitar.
Yeah. Same.
And I was in school for music, and I was like, Do you remember when I would take like 3 espresso shots a day and like mates, and always I was like always on caffeine like 24/7, so I could practice. I was at school like Monday through Sunday, in and out of the practice room, and like I was like in there like always trying to prepare, asking everyone I knew for lessons and for advice. And like I remember one of the teachers that he'd say, when I wouldn't like reach one of my goals, he's like, he always be like, it's okay, man, you're on your own journey, you're on your own journey. And then I remember I would get so pissed when he said that. I'd be like, fuck that, I just have to be good. I have to be good. I have to know what the fuck I'm doing. I have to go out there and work as a musician. I don't want to hear none of this you're on your journey bullshit. Like, and you know what's funny? That now I think about that shit so much and how he was telling me at the time, but like at the time I was just like, fuck this guy, I just need to be a good musician.
Because I mean, from an outsider's point of view, like I've seen your guitar playing progress like crazy, you know? Like if you think about like even fucking gravy, like the first guitar that you played at when we lived in A Street. The fucking Sevillano.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shit barely made any sound, and, like, you were playing on that shit, but you're still fucking practicing your ass off, because that's all you fucking had.
That's
like,
all I had,
you know, like, that's fucking crazy. Like, I even look at videos of myself when I was, like, singing, like, back in the day. I remember the first time I ever fucking sang. Were you? Yeah, you were at that concert. Did you see me sing a fucking, what was it? I think it was at Mata Huasteca. And I walked across from the stage.
Oh,
the
yeah.
whole fucking thought. I was so fucking nervous.
So
I was so fucking nervous.
What's crazy though? What? Is that same concert was the first time I sang.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Because I sang in Mirko San Juan. That was when I first started in the mariachi, remember?
And I always remember that shit. I'm like, fuck.
I remember seeing you pace back and forth.
Yeah, I was so fucking nervous. I was like walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then, like, I got so much shit for it. Like, I remember Alan and everybody was making fun of me, and I was just like, fuck, you know? I was being a sport about it, you know? Like, because it was funny, like, obviously. It was fucking hilarious. It was fucking hilarious, but I was just like, fuck, like, that was so bad. And I look back now, and I'm like, damn, like, I'm grateful that shit happened, because, like, now I know what not to do, you know? Or, like... Like, I'm just grateful for the process, like, you know, like, that was my first performance, and that's how I went up, and, like, just fucking was so nervous that I paced back and forth, and, like, now I know to just, like, chill out, you know, like, work the stage, but, like, kind of be calm about it, like, be thankful, because the process, everybody does have their own journey, like, the process is different for everybody, but the process is the process, and you gotta love the process, you gotta be thankful for the process, everything that happens in it. I actually was hearing another podcast of Robert Greene today, and he said something that really stuck to me, and I was like, fuck, that's so true. He said that, like, because they asked him, he just came out with a book called The Laws of Human Nature, which if you haven't read, I highly recommend it. Sorry, haven't finished it, but yeah, it's really, really good. But that's his latest book, and the interviewer asked him, like, so, like, well, what now? Like, are you gonna write another book? Like, how long till you write another book? And Robert Greene said, he was like, you know, I try not leave too much space in between each book, because when I finish a book, I have this feeling of emptiness. And like, that you can take that two ways: emptiness and like the fact that like maybe he didn't do that good of a job, but I know that's not what he meant. What he meant is the fact that like the process of writing that book was so much more fulfilling than finishing the book, you know?
Crazy.
It's fucking crazy, right? Like, it's so fucking insane. Like, you go through this whole process to complete one thing, and once you complete it, you're like, now what? You know, like, now what the fuck do I do? And like, that's the thing. It's like, you have to be grateful for the process, because that's where all the fucking grit is. That's where all that magic is happening, you know? That's where you're learning. Not once you have the finished product, because once you have the finished product, you already did all the work for it. Like, every time I release a song, I'm like, okay, like, that's it? You know? That's how it feels, you know? Like, being in the studio, like, going over a certain part because I fucked it up, or, like, just, you know, trying to figure out a time, like... For me, the process of being in the studio is so much more fulfilling than when you actually release a song. And, like, that's no offense to like anything. Like, I love releasing music, which is why I do it. But like, there's just so much more fulfillment within the process than the actual point of doing it. You know, like, I don't even know how to explain it. So like, no matter how hard the process is, be grateful for it. Cause like, once that moment happens of like you reach your goal, like, yeah, it feels really good, obviously, because you did all this stuff. But like, that feeling of like, oh yes, it's shorter than the whole like yes of like the process, if that makes sense. I don't know. Like, that just blew my mind. I was like, god damn, like, that's crazy. It's so true, you know. So it's just, yeah, just be grateful of the process, because that's where all the magic happens.
Yeah, and I think that in a way, I am like a little bit biased towards gratitude because of my grandpa, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my grandpa takes care of his son, you know, day in and day out, and I've seen it all my life. And, you know, some moments are not so hard, some moments are not so easy, I mean to say. Like, they're not so easy to when you have that kind of illness. But I've never heard him say, this was the worst day of my life, or this day sucks, you know? Like, up to today, after so many things, you know, in and out of hospitals, in and out of doctor visits, you know, so many adjustments, it's never been like, oh man, this sucks. Like, it's always been like, if I had to do this again, I would do it, you know? Yeah. And that's like, goes to the same with when all business owners, they're like, the successful ones, people ask them, what happens if from tomorrow your business is destroyed? And they're like, damn, I'll just do it all over again.
Yeah, they're like, I know how to do it.
Exactly, because they have like, you know, like, they have gratitude for the whole moment in general, the whole moment of life. And I think that's really important, you know, to stay present and to like just enjoy what's going on. And like, because like, now that I hear that, like, that my teacher saying like, oh, you're just on your own journey. Now that I'm here, and I'm like, you know, I just got off my Universal gig, I'm going to Disney tomorrow, and it's just like, I'm playing dinner shows at all these places this weekend, on top of, you know, my other private gigs, and then next week, I'm at Universal.
Which is crazy, because this is the shit that we would talk about in high school.
Yeah, like,
and now we're fucking doing it.
And like, next week I'm at Universal again, and it's just like, little did I know, you know, at the time, because I was just like, fuck no, like, full grind mode, like, fuck this guy, fuck this journey shit, I need to be good, like, today, you know, but, like,
you live and you learn,
and I just remember that certain incident, and I was talking to him, because he just got a job at Pima, teaching there, at Pima Community College, over in Tucson, and I was just thinking, like, of him so much, because, you know, he would give me a lesson, and he would help me, and he was, you know, you're not playing good there, this and that. And then at the end, you know, even if we had not so good a lesson, if my playing wasn't the best that day, they were, he was like, yeah, it's okay, you know, you're just on your own journey. Like, and that, like, always, like, stuck with me. Like, it stuck with me more now that, like, things sinked in of, like, what I work for here and, like, who I work with. And, like, it's just, like, it's so important. Like, I think for me, it's what still keeps me going, like, day in and day out, because it's not easy. When I first sit down to write an arrangement, I'm just sometimes just don't want to do it, because I just stare at a fucking blank sheet of paper, and I'm just like, well, where are my notes? Where do I hear them? All these things to think of, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know, I start going, and then I get, you know, I build momentum, but it's not always so easy to, you know, to just keep doing that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like, to just keep on coming up with ideas. But still, you know, I'm grateful that I get to have to sit down and look at a blank piece of paper and come up with ideas for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To get money than to to not, you know? Like, than to be thinking like, oh shit, man, I'm here. And
because
so many people I know, you know, want to work as musicians, and like, I feel grateful that I get to work with really cool people, really good people. I get to do, you know, cool dinner shows and stuff. And like, who knows, you know, what else more. Of course, you know, I'm always going to be trying for more. Like, I'm always going to be trying to, you know, get another studio gig or something like that. You know, trying to go to the top. But, you know, it's still like, there's so many times that I feel like not... Like, when I look back at it, like, if I wasn't thankful, I would have quit. Like, damn, I can't even remember when people, like, when people would, like, just really dig in that I was doing music. And, like, it was in a negative way, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it was people that I thought were my friends or that I thought, like, cared about me. But, like, they were just, like, really negative about it, like, kind of humiliating and disrespectful. And now, and, like, at the time, I would, like, be like, no, fuck, I have to get them to understand. Like, they don't understand. Yeah. But, like, now I'm thankful that they didn't understand. And like, because I was just, like, it's not so easy to get put through those scenarios, like, the awkward family conversations that you laughed about. Yeah. But I feel like now I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that, like, I had people at my opposition, too. I've had them, and I probably still do, you know? But, like, instead of me looking at it as like, oh, like, this person that I thought was my friend doesn't want me to do music, I suck, they're right, I should just fucking quit and, like, do something else. Like, no, you know, never. Just because we butt heads on that doesn't mean that I'm not thankful for them in my life, or that I'm, like, gonna stop doing what I'm doing. I'm still gonna do it regardless, but it's just always something to be thankful for, because, you know, have them at my position kind of also gives me fuel. And probably, you know, if I would have caved in and been like, ah, fuck this shit, like, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't have experience working at Disney and Universal and doing all shit that I've been doing here. Like, I would have, who knows where I would have been, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But still, it's just, you know, and I'm just trying to talk from, like, personal experience. And everyone's is going to be different. Like, some of you may have grown up under, you know, really bad circumstances, or maybe have better circumstances, but, like, you still find something wrong in there for some reason. And, you know, it's just such a shame not to be grateful for things. Like,
definitely.
I think it's also kind of an ego problem to not be grateful.
Oh, for sure.
I hear so many people say, like, oh, like, I wouldn't move to LA if I had to, like, sleep on a futon or, like, share a room. Like, I wouldn't move to LA if I could, like, live in fucking the Hollywood Hills. And, like, you know, it's just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, shut up. No, like, that's so egotistical and, like, so, like, sounds like so ungrateful to me. Like,
I saw a thing that Kato, for any musician friends out there, there's a producer named Kato Producer. I recommend that you follow, because he posts some good stuff. And he posted today, and it's like, if you never worked for free, you didn't want it bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
You didn't work for free.
Like, it sucks.
It honestly does suck, yeah.
I shouldn't even say that, because, you know, like, I mean, it does. Like, the reality is, like, nobody wants to work for free.
Yeah,
you know,
what sucks about it? I don't think it's even the working for free. What sucks about it is that sometimes, you know, you fall at the mercy of people who take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily appreciating what you do.
Stems.
But
it's
an opportunity, you know. You can be thankful for it. I'm thankful for all the free opportunities I've done.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was another resource to get better, you know.
Again, it's not permanent.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to work till you're, what can I say, your
circumstances change.
How can I say? I lost a word. Until, I guess, you make enough noise, for lack of a better term. You just have to keep working until you make enough noise to where you don't have to work for free anymore. You know, because when you start out, like, nobody fucking knows who the fuck you are, you know? Like, even with this podcast, like, we have, like, something like 5 or 6 listeners, probably, to be honest. But, like, we are grateful for you guys. But,
yeah,
like, we do this just, like, you know, whoever listens, like, that's a win for us, because we're just trying to give advice on our experiences. But, like, the point is, like, when you start out, you can't be asking for all this shit, you know? You gotta work for it.
And be thankful for someone inviting you to stay on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
For someone, like, saying, hey, man, I have a floor, you know? I know it's not the best thing, but you can crash it
for
a couple months.
We've done
that
so many times. I'm trying to think of, like, one of the trips that we took. When we went to Florida to visit our friend Renee,
It was four of us in a 2-door Ford Focus that barely made it back to Singapore. We had the time of our fucking lives in that
trip. We had our crazy ass stories that, there, man.
Like, you know, like, we could have been complaining the whole ride back, like, oh, it's hot, like, we don't fit back. Like, man, I'm telling you, like, it's a small ass car, four door, like, 2 doors, like, and all of our luggage, because we flew there and drove back.
And then our friend had to, he had like all this shit that he was
all his back. Shit, because he was living in Florida for a little bit. Like, it was a great, I had a blast, yeah. Like that. Like, it was just funny, you know? Like,
it's just hilarious. Funny. Yeah, it's just funny.
Like, again, like, you can reframe it in whatever way you want. You could have been complaining the whole ride back, yeah. That like, there's no space back there, that you're too hot and you can't even take your jacket off.
There's no space.
But like, but like, for us, we were like, this is fucking amazing. Like, yeah. This is hilarious. You know, like, I love this shit. Yeah, like, you know, it's crazy. Like, I never thought that we were, you know, before we got into, like, self-help and all this shit, like, I'm pretty, you were already, like, kind of in the self-help realm at that point, but I wasn't. And, like, it's just crazy to think that, like, we still have that kind of, like, mentality at that point. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's, and a lot of yeah. It does have to do with the way we grew up.
Yeah, for sure.
In our culture.
For
like,
sure, for sure.
You know, like, we were taught to, like, always be grateful. You know, and I mentioned my grandfather before.
Yeah.
And, like, that's always his rule. Like, you know, yeah. So everything has its day. And just yeah. Be thankful that you're here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Even for my family, too. Like, my mom and my grandma, like I'm super grateful for them because they always...
Like,
they always would say that, you know, like, even if they didn't, like, say it in a certain way, you know, like, certain phrases that are, like, common household phrases in Mexican households, like, que hay de comer, lo que haya.
Yeah, you know.
Be grateful that you have food, you know, like, yeah. Don't be picky, like, whatever there is to eat, that's what there is to eat, be grateful, you know, like, yeah. You know, they don't say be grateful, but, like, that's literally the subliminal message of that, it's like, what is there to eat, whatever there is, boom, yeah. I have food, you know, like, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's so crazy, like, yeah. Like, I think that it's funny when people, like, ask me or, like, DM me or like, call me, they're like, yeah, man, it's crazy, like, how are you guys doing all that shit, like, how much you guys pay for your apartment, this and that, like, where do you guys live, like, isn't all this shit hella expensive? And I'm like, well, yeah, like, the answer is yes, everything is around here is not...
Like, it's all about perspective. So, like, let's say whatever we're paying for our rent is 2x.
Yeah.
You know? Someone back in Arizona, Nevada, or whatever is paying 1x for their apartment. For them, 2x is expensive and 1x is good. But someone might be paying 0x for their apartment and 1x is expensive. It's all about perspective, you know?
Yeah.
It's just...
You know? Yeah, and, like, I think that... What's really kind of ironic about this whole situation is that when I don't think that we're any different than anybody, but I think that yeah. What does separate us is that we're willing to do shit like that to move forward. We will, yeah. I will live in my car if I have to.
Yeah,
you know?
I will too.
And then, like,
we kind of do it already. Like, yeah, honestly,
like,
I use my car, like, it's like, holy shit, bro.
Yeah, but like. It's just like we're like still thankful for it, you know?
Yeah,
like, we would sleep on somebody's floor, everything, you know?
We'd be thankful we slept in our cars because we're grateful that we have a car that runs.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, you know, like, and we at least don't have to sleep outside.
Mm-hmm. Like, we have somewhere, you know, it's...
Straight up, I slept in my car. Like,
yeah.
A couple times. Not because I didn't have a place to stay, but like because... I couldn't afford to go back home on a certain night because of a gig or something, and I just slept in a parking lot because I had early work the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But honestly, like, that was pretty fucking cool. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it's just part of, like,
yeah,
actually, like, a good, that just reminded me, like, when I was studying abroad, like, I had to sleep in an alleyway because, like, I didn't have money for, like, a hostel that night. Like, I ran out of my funds for that weekend, and, like, I couldn't go, like, I had to get back to the airport. And, like, I had to sleep in a little alleyway because, one, London is expensive and, like, I didn't have, like, anywhere else to go. And for me, like, I'm grateful that happened because it's, like,
damn, like, who else can fucking say that shit? You know, like, it's really badass, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's a cool ass story to say.
It's
like,
cool, yeah. Like,
obviously, probably not the best decision on my part. Probably something bad could have happened, but thankfully, nothing did. Like, you know, like,
and it's, you know who I think that also, like, Adolfo?
Yeah.
Like, when he first got to the other place and he saw our little room, he's like, bro, badass, bro.
For like what? It was 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Adolfo came. Like, me and this motherfucker barely fit in that room. We fit another motherfucker for another 4 days.
Yeah, when he called him, he's like,
and we would fucking rotate. We were like, so one night it was me and him in the bed, and then Adolfo in the futon. Then the other night it was Adolfo and him in the bed, and me in the futon. It was just like, it was just like fucking stories. Like, if you look back, like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Like, no matter how far you get in life, like, you know, like, you're gonna look back and be like, God damn, that was fucking awesome, you know, like, that was fucking
that,
amazing.
I love that, because, you know, that's how Adolfo is, too.
Yeah,
so,
dude,
yeah,
like,
so,
that's just so fucking cool.
He got there, and he's like, what's that? He looks like, this is it?
Like, he could have, like, yeah, no, he could have walked in and been like, well, fuck, like, he was like, where am I gonna fit? But he was like, badass.
Yeah, let's do this.
That was so fucking cool.
Yeah, that was so cool, man.
I'm grateful for fucking that little book too, man. Like, honestly, we were probably here because of that little book.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
A lot of his lessons. Like, shout out to you, bro. Like, honestly. Grateful for, like, all the people that we've met, honestly.
Yeah, it's, like you said, it doesn't... You don't go anywhere alone.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, it takes a village.
It takes, yeah, so many people.
There's a really good African proverb that I like to say, and it's like, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. So it's like, that says it all right there, you know, like, it's all about teamwork. You know, we are social creatures, and you know, use that to your advantage, you know? Like, be thankful to the people that are around you. People want to help. People want to help,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And it helps if you're thankful when they help. Because it makes you want to help again.
If you don't take someone's word for granted, like, obviously they're going to want to come back and work for you, you know? Like, whatever way you can do that to show your gratitude, you know? Like,
yeah.
I
want to bring up this recent example because I mentioned before, and you know how much I don't like to teach lessons.
Yeah.
Right? So this girl was hitting me up. She's like, hey, you know, like, let's collab. Let's do something. I want to learn from you. And then I did a collab with her. I was just, like, jamming with her. And then she's like, you know, I really want to learn from you. I know you don't really give lessons. But, you know, I'd be thankful if you, like, squeeze me in your schedule here and there for a lesson. And again, I'm never too sure what people want when they come into a lesson with me or what do you want me to get you? Like, what's the deal here? So I kind of avoid that. And so I told her, you know, I told her a bigger price than normal. And she's like, okay, I'll do it. And then I was like, she's like, not every week, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I was, fuck.
People who want to learn will learn. And they'll show their appreciation.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
and
money is not always a way to show appreciation. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
but I just want to know, she came over for the lesson, the first thing she did, you know, she paid me. We went over for an hour, I digged in on an hour on theory and technique and harmonizing and stuff, and then we talked for a little bit after, she went, and then when I left, she's like, okay, bye, thank you, and then she sent me a text, she was like, hey, you know, thank you for teaching me today and for, like, putting in the time with me and making me fit into your schedule to teach me all these things, you know? She's like, I know it's the start, but it did open my eyes to a lot. And, like, that to me makes me be like, okay, yeah, maybe I don't like teaching, but I would teach her another lesson, you know? And
so it's little details.
Yeah, so, like, just and subconsciously we do that, you know? When you're, like, thankful for something that someone does for you, even if you pay them or if you feel like you've compensated them,
yeah.
If you're still thankful, like, in their mind, you know, it's just our subconscious. We're like, we feel like welcome. We're like, oh, okay, you know,
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, this person, you know, they're cool. Their vibes are good.
Yeah.
Like, they're, we don't feel like, oh, my God, it's this person asking for a favor again, you know, like, you don't want to be, like, it's hard to be around people who aren't grateful. It really is, you know?
So honestly, just gratitude is the key.
Yeah.
Be nice, be thankful. And honestly, life is not that bad. I think before we end it, we should probably say, like, if you want to, like, list what you're thankful for, who you're thankful for.
Well, I think I'm really thankful for, obviously, you know, my grandparents and my parents, my mom, and because they like, the way they brought me up, you know, was, like, in the sense to where I could do all this stuff that I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And not because none of them taught me how to play music, but because the certain things that I saw around them and the certain characteristics I was able to pick up from them, it was, like, led to, like, me being, like, okay, like, you know, now I'm a lot more thankful because of it, and, like, a lot more appreciative of the opportunities that come my way. But, and, like, to all the people, like, that, like, right now I was working with Jasmine and Javier, for them, and Stuart, that have hired me, you know, to work at Universal, and to do the Disney gigs, and to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thankful for just, like, having like you guys that already have moved here, you know, like, man, like, it's so many things. And even though, like, there has been some moments which weren't ideal, like, it's crazy, like, I felt so ahead because I knew people, and, like,
yeah,
I'm thankful that I'm able to, you know, adjust a lot to situations. And I think that's because I've learned from so many people, like, Adolfo and you know, from Nestor and my mom and my grandpa, and, like, I have all these different, I'm lucky enough to have all these different people around me that, you know, I've seen, you know, what they go through and how they adjust to it, and, like, I try to, like, implement into me, and then they turn me on to new things that can help me adjust, and, like, you know, like the books and stuff like that. So it's just, like, all a circle, you know. It's crazy,
you just,
so,
keep attracting,
like, you just keep attracting, and it's a circle, like,
Yeah, and then for my part, yeah, definitely, like, grateful for my family, like, my mom, you know, like, she was a single mom, only child, like, she made it work the way she could, you know, and I feel like she did a good job of me. I feel like I'm a decent human being, you know, like, like,
emphasis on the decent.
No, but, like, you know, she did what she could, you know, and it's not easy being a single mom, so, like, shout out to you, mom, grateful for you. Grateful for my grandma, all my aunts and uncles, you know, they've always supported me, regardless of what my decision was or where I wanted to go. Like, the support has always been there. Definitely grateful for all the people here in LA who honestly, when I moved, like, you know, like, I didn't have anybody really, you know, like, Angel and Jose, you know, that they offered a place to me when I moved out here, when they were literally the only two people I knew when I moved out here. So thankful for them. Jimmy Cuellar, who offered me a spot in Garibaldi when I first got here, you know, like, I learned so much from him, learned so much from the group, everybody in that group as well. Just every musician that I've come across with, you know, like, in any circumstance, you know, I've learned from every single person. Any person that I've ever gigged with, like, super grateful for that too, because regardless if we, like, barely spoke, or we just, like, you know, whatever it may have been, if it was only for an hour, 30 minutes, like, I still learned something from that day, you know? Like, there's just so many people that you come across that you just don't know the impact that they have on your lives, or you may not realize it at that moment, but later on you'll be like, holy shit, I learned that from that person, or whatever, you know? Like, there's just so many things to be grateful for, and, just everybody that I've met in LA, like, also, Crystal, for, like, investing your own money in the shirts, like, you know, you didn't have to do that, and that helped kickstart, like, my merchandise. Like, super grateful for that, super grateful for you. Grateful for Disney, honestly, everybody at Viva, like, you know, like, that's,
yeah,
I was grateful for Mickey Mouse. Like, honestly, like, never in my wildest dreams did I thought I'd be fucking working at Disney.
Exactly.
You know?
Either.
Like,
especially not so soon.
You know, like, growing up, Disney was, like, the things, like, oh, we're going to Disney, and, like, holy shit, we're going for 3 days, like, fuck yeah.
That's
fucking amazing.
Like, and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to the trailer. I'm going to, like, employee parking lot tomorrow.
Yeah, like, that's fucking crazy, you know? Like, so it's just, yeah, super grateful for that opportunity, like, to be there. I mean, just in general, I'm grateful for, like, Los Angeles, man. Like, God damn, this fucking city is amazing. Like, this city offers so much. There's so much to do. Like, grateful for all my friends. Like, obviously you, like, you know, like, we've worked a lot together. Grateful for Jesus, who's been recording all my songs. Like, honestly, wouldn't be able to, like, be putting out. Jesus at Decibel Studio, plugging right there. Please follow. But, yeah, grateful for that, because, like, honestly, I don't know how to do that shit on my own. Like, obviously, I want to learn, but, like, he's helped me put out all my songs. And, like, I feel like we've created a cool little team going on, you know, with, like, all the stuff that we've been doing. Julian Torres, who did the trumpet on the last track. I mean, I can go on and on about just tons of people to be grateful for. But, like, I feel last but not least, everybody listening. Everybody either listening to this podcast. Thank you for everybody listening to this podcast, who listens to our music, follows us on Instagram, follows us on Facebook, follows us on whatever platform, who's just keeping up to date with us, whether it's through text, through a DM, whatever it may be, whatever. If you have an active part in our lives, thank you. Like, straight up. Because, like obviously we do this for ourselves, but the fact that keeps us going is the fact that you guys like what we're doing. Like, straight up. Like, that is our gratitude right there, is that we feel that you guys like what we're doing, the projects that we're working on, the music that we produce, the singing, the guitar playing, whatever it may be. We are grateful for all of you guys, because, honestly, we are here because of that. Like, we do this podcast because of that. We write our music because of that. Because we actually have people that listen to us, when, in a lot of cases, some people don't, you know. So, thank you. Gratitude is the key. Just remember that, and life will be a lot easier. So, thank you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Until the next time.
Happy, wonderful Christmas time.